Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than you.
Are you Lord? Father, we thank you. Your word is active. Your word is alive. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Take this word and cut off things in our lives that need to be cut off. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and uproot things that need to be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and revive us, O Lord. Sharpen us again, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Revive us again, O Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies, O Lord. Let us not remain the same. Let a new fire, a new zeal, a new passion for the Lord come into our hearts, O God. Lord, take away this lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. We uproot lukewarmness from our lives, O God. Every form of lukewarmness, every type of lukewarmness, everything that is lukewarm, we remove it from our lives. In the name of Jesus. 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 Anoint our eyes with eyes up so that we can see. Clothe us, Lord, with the garments of righteousness and holiness, so that we will be clothed, and give unto us fresh beginning, fresh strength, and fresh grace. In Jesus' mighty name.
This message is a continuation of what was preached yesterday.
In Galatians 3:28, please open there quickly. Are you there? Galatians 3:28. It says that there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor what? Read with me. There is neither male nor. For ye are all in whom? In Christ Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I said, praise God.
Hallelujah.
So God can use you. If God wants to use you, God wants to empower you, fill you with His Spirit, and use you to do great and mighty things. Can somebody say amen? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Where are God's mighty women? They are sitting right here in front of me. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Then you go to Romans chapter 16. And you go and see Paul's list of people who have helped him in the work of the ministry. You start from the verse 3. You jump to the verse 6. And he's mentioned a lot of women. Some of them, he said, they were even apostles before he became an apostle.
In verse 3,
please. He says, greet
Priscilla.
Have you heard of any man called Priscilla?
Priscilla and
Aquila. This was a man and his wife. The man was Aquila. And the lady was Priscilla.
Now Obano, your friend Priscilla.
My helpers in Christ Jesus. These are the people who helped Paul to do the work of ministry. It's a man and his wife. Then he goes to verse 6. He says, who are for my life laid down their own necks?
And to whom
not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. I just came to let you know that just as God used this woman, He's willing to use you. Look at verse 6. It says, greet Mary. How many men do you know who are called Mary? Greet who? Mary. Praise God. If you are called Mary, we'll have a problem with you. If you are a man, God Mary. Greet Mary who bestowed what? Much labor on us. Amen. So you go to 6 and 7. Can you continue with verse 7? Then he says, salute
Andronicus
and Junior.
Any Junior.
These are Greek names, but theologians tell us that they represent the name of a lady.
Yes, sir.
Junior.
Junior. No.
Say, my fellow prisoners who are not among the apostles who also were in Christ before me. They were in Christ before me. Go to verse 12. They were in Christ before. Then verse 12 says, salute Tryphena and Tryphosa. These names are not common, but we are told that they are women. They labor in the Lord. Tryphena. You give birth, you can call one Tryphena.
You call the other one Tryphosa.
But find out the meaning first.
Tryphena and Tryphosa.
Who labor in the Lord? I can see somebody giving birth and calling the child Tryphena. What a name. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, some of these people that Paul mentions were women apostles. So who said a woman cannot be an apostle? Who said a woman cannot be a pastor? Who said a woman cannot serve the Lord? You can do it and do it to God's glory. Somebody shout an amen by thunder.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So I want to tell you about a particular woman. Of all the women in the Bible, this is the one I admire greatly. The whole Bible, they devoted only 3 verses to this woman. Only 3 verses. 36, 37, and 38. This woman is found in Luke chapter 2.
But
one of the reasons why I believe she's one of God's mighty women is because of the work she did for the Lord. If you read it casually, you may not understand the work this woman did. But for her name to be in the Bible and for her to be mentioned, I tell you, she did a great work. This woman is called Anna. She was a prophetess. They tell us the name of her father. Her father was called Fanuel. And they tell us that she was married briefly. Then her husband died. After her husband died, she decided to devote the rest of her life to fastings and prayers. She devoted her life. That means this woman was an intercessor. She decided to pray. She decided to fast. And the Bible says she departed not from the temple. She was always in the house of God. She gave herself to prayer. Always giving herself to prayer. And why this woman is mentioned is because the two people who were led by the Holy Ghost to identify Jesus when he was a baby. She's one of the only two. You see, when Jesus had grown and he was even working miracles, people couldn't even see that he was the Messiah. So when he was a baby, it's not possible. Because he looked like any other baby. But this woman, because she was one of the people who prayed and created the way for the Messiah to come, she was able to identify and locate Jesus. Praise God. May you be a praying woman.
Amen.
In fact, I was listening to a man sharing one day. He said when Yonggi Cho, who has gone to be with the Lord, when he started his work, his church, they were like 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. His mother-in-law told him, I'm going to devote myself to prayer until your church becomes 100. She gave herself to fasting and to prayer until within a few months, they crossed 100. Then she came back and told Yongicho, I'm going to give myself to prayer until your church goes to 1,000. We are talking about mighty women. Let me tell you something. The world, a lot of people who are doing mighty things for God, they are not on social media. They are not on Facebook. They are not on Instagram. They are not on TikTok. I'm not saying everybody on TikTok is not doing. I'm just telling you something. I want you to take note. A lot of the mighty people that God is using, they are not from social media. You may not see them on social media, but in heaven they are recognized. Yongicho's mother-in-law prayed until they became 1,000. Then she said, I'm giving myself to prayer until your church goes to 5,000. You see, you may get to heaven and realize that the person who is honored the most for this man's church, which crossed 1 million, is not even he, the pastor. It is the mighty woman behind him who was praying. May you rise to be a woman of prayer, and may your prayer cause a lot of things to happen to the glory of God. Hallelujah. I believe that in heaven, we will meet many mighty women who are considered mighty in God's sight, not in man's sight, because the work of prayer is not done in front of the church for people to see. The people who do the real work of prayer, unless God shows you who they are. Praise God. Are you here this morning? I want you to know that there is nothing that you cannot do if you will trust God. God wants to use you, just like he used Anna. She spent the greatest part of her life praying for things to happen. I believe you too, you can pray and make a difference. Are you here, somebody? You can pray and make a difference. We are told about the mother of John and Charles Wesley, with children, 14 to 18 children. And she was a wife, a mother. But she prayed all her children into salvation. And her children affected the work. Can you imagine what will happen when we go to heaven? John Wesley is greatly honored. But what kind of honor do you think will be worth his mother, the one who prayed him into whatever he did? We need to honor the mighty woman of God. I want to end by telling you the pathway. The pathway that mighty women walk. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There is the pathway of the warrior. There is the pathway of mighty women. And it's the same as the pathway of mighty men. The first thing about the pathway of mighty women of God is that they are always seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Seeking always.
You see,
a lot of people in the church have made a mistake. One of the mistakes we have made is that we thought that once you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that's all. But actually, what God wants is for you and I to receive constant infilling of the Holy Spirit every day, that will be filled by the Spirit, led by the Spirit, directed by the Spirit, impacted by the Holy Ghost. That is what God desires. And the pathway to become a mighty woman of God is to be filled with the Holy Ghost and constantly seek to be filled every day. May somebody receive a fresh infilling this morning.
Amen.
We will rise up and pray, and I pray that everybody will receive a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. But the second thing on the pathway for mighty women, the first is the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The second thing, any woman that God will use mightily must also be filled with the word of God. The word of God must be the number one priority in your life. The third thing, how many of you here were part of the spiritual training we did in the month of June? Let me see the number of women here who were part of it. Now, okay, put your hand up. How many of you did the whole fasting throughout the month of June? Because we were doing 3 days June and praying 3 days. How many of the women here? Let me see. Please lift up your hand boldly. Don't be ashamed. Wow. Let's appreciate this precious woman. Hallelujah. The clap is not the best clap. You see, to become a mighty woman of God, you can't do it without the help of the Holy Spirit. You can't do it without the word of God. But you also can't do it until you put the flesh under. We have to subdue the flesh. And one of the ways of subduing the flesh is that we need to incorporate fasting and prayer into our routine. Fasting and prayer. And the fourth and the final thing. No, the fourth thing. If we become mighty women of God, we must fight certain things. One of the things we have to fight is that feeling of inadequacy. I can't do it. I'm feeling shy. I'm intimidated. You are called to lead prayer. I can't do it. You are called to preach. Oh, come and share the gospel with this person. Say, I've not done it before. You see, the one of the challenges that a lot of women face is inadequacy. They feel inadequate. I think it came because of the fall. It came because of the fall, because of Adam and Eve. So you see, most women feel intimidated.
You see,
it took a long time for God to help me to help my wife to come to where she is. You understand?
Because you see, those times
had to be encouraged, had to be talking. I had to talk. Oh, Charlie. They will invite her somewhere.
Yes, see, I bet you will pray, mommy.
I said, you will go out. I used to answer some of the people. I said, she's coming. Laura Secondary School, they invited her. I said, oh, she's coming.
Or see, Laura for it was a friend.
And then she preached. After the preaching, she said, I will never preach again.
I said,
oh, you will preach again. Hallelujah. And so, don't you see, when I was preaching, I was shaking. My mouth was shaking. My voice was shaking. And I couldn't say anything. I said, I was sitting there. I saw you. Your mouth was not shaking. Your voice was not shaking. Because you are my husband. I said, yes, I'm your husband, but you will do it. We'll go for another one. We went for another one. We kept on going. Because you see, most women, it's as if because of the fall, this intimidation, trepidation, that fear. But his hold is broken over your life.
Amen.
I said that hold is broken over your life.
Amen.
Somebody put your hand on your head and say, it is broken.
It is broken.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Every form of fear, intimidation, inadequacy, we break its power.
Amen.
Over your life.
Amen.
May you not feel inadequate again.
Amen.
May the Lord become your strength.
Amen.
You see, when you fight this tendency to feel inadequate, You have to grab every opportunity that God gives you to serve the Lord. And then the final thing. So this is the faith thing. This is the one of the things that's a real problem for a lot of people. When God begins to use women, you must be mindful of your role as a wife, as a mother, and as a homemaker, so that when God begins to use you, you don't begin to throw your weight around. Did you hear me?
What he
praise say. God. A lot of women that even God started using.
Say,
can you see the anointing of my life? Let's find somebody to come and be cooking. No, this man has been, I don't have time. I'm fasting.
I'm doing this.
When you start going ascend that way, it won't be long before you go off. But I pray for all the women here, because the chief convener of this program is not like that. My wife is not like that. By the grace of God. Hallelujah. You see, for a lot of women, it's very difficult for them to maintain their place. And for God to use them. For many of them, when God begins to use them, they leave the other way. So, hey, the rest of you, people, hey, my children, find something to eat. They just leave the rest. But you can't do that. That's why we have Kumawood movies. Because they talk about women who bow to their pastors, but when they get home, they misbehave towards their husbands. I'm sure you've seen some of those movies before.
Yes.
It will not be your portion. I said it will not be your portion.
Amen.
Five key things to become warrior women. A mighty woman that God used. Number one, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You must seek that the Holy Spirit will fill you every day. Number two, be filled with the word of God. Number three, bring the flesh under. Add fasting and prayer to your life. Number four, fight the tendency to feel inadequate, fear, timidity, inadequacy. May its hold be broken over your life forever. And then number five, never neglect your role at home. Never neglect your role at home. May God help us this morning.
Amen.
Shall we rise to our feet? We want to pray this morning. That the Lord will touch you. He will fill you with His Spirit. He will anoint you with fresh oil. He will empower you. He will use you greatly as you avail yourself to Him. There are many people that God wants to use in this place. Many young people, as I was praying, the Lord was saying, today, enlist many people. Call them, enlist them in the work of the Lord. I want you to rise up in prayer, begin to avail yourself to the Lord, begin to tell God, you have filled me with your spirit. This morning, I yield myself to you. Use me for your glory. Use me for your glory. Please be serious about this as you pray. Somebody lift up your voice. Begin to pray. Lift up your voice. Lord, I avail myself to you this morning. Let me be a mighty woman. Let me be a woman you will use for your glory. Fill me with your spirit. Anoint me with fresh oil. Empower me, Lord. Empower me to do great and mighty things for your kingdom. Lift up your voice in prayer wherever you are. Can you close your eyes? Can you focus on the Lord? Let's begin to pray. Everybody, lift up your eyes. Lift up your voice. Lift up your eyes to the Lord and lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord, quicken me, strengthen me. I avail myself to you. Use me for your glory. Let me be a mighty woman that you can use. to work the works of God and to serve the Lord. Lift up your voice in prayer. Somebody lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Wherever you are in this place, lift up your voice. Talk to the Lord.
Climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. SC Boche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmomanometers, manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers, and so much more. Call or WhatsApp SC Boche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260, or 0205-548550, 0205-548550, for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Boche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms: Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana; YouTube, GPM Ghana TV; Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries; Twitter at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.